Just know that I was shining in my prime front line. Every loss that I took, I bounced back and kept grinding. I'm a boss cause I push and I never took a consignment. Bust burners cause I felt like niggas deserve dying. Bust burners cause you a boy and God sent on assignment. Sell paid from the bottom and yeah. I'm a rider, he's slipping and I'm a robber. I'm crazy, there's no asylum. Street niggas from the bottom and grew up with no guidance. Yeah, this is my life, it's just me and my loss. Couple flips, a couple crisps, a couple pounds of smoke. I'm in that old school low, cause just my bros and olds. I see my foes and that 40 on my lap explode. I'm crying for me, slows in there when my casket closed. Cause look, look, nigga, it's just the path I chose. Hustle.
So tired, it's a shame the way I'm living this life, but I can live it. Smoke to get high, I don't need a Hennessy, don't do nothing, but I keep riffing. The way I live my life, it's my life and how I live in the sunshine. My name's just the way I live my life.
Yo, what's going on? It's Mez. It's Mez Drinks and Chills. It's another episode. It's a special episode, matter of fact. Being the fact that it's the 1 year anniversary for Nip Hustle's death. Rest in peace to the homie Nip Hustle.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Got the homie Sci-Fi in the building.
Yeah, Sci-Fi in the building. What's up, y'all?
Sci-Fi was good, bro.
Chilling, man. This is a dope show to do, man. I appreciate being on here.
Yeah, man. It's a sad day, man. 1 year in, man. How does it feel, man?
Yeah, I miss him. I just know, like, I was getting a lot of knowledge from cuz. So
word.
I just know that I miss a lot from.
That's crazy,
time.
Right? That shit didn't even seem real. Like, it took me a while to just get over the shit.
I mean, you know.
I think the world. It took the world a while. Like, that shit shocked the world, didn't it?
Yeah. People still feeling the effects. So,
facts.
I can't come to really. It took me, like, at least 3-4 months to come to terms with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like, yo, this bro. Because I would just randomly be driving and be like, damn, they really got nipped. Right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It would just hit
yeah.
you.
Like some people you would think they would never die, right? Even as crazy as that sounds.
Or because they had so much
yeah.
capability or like.
They were nowhere close to the ceiling.
Yeah, you would just think like, yo, they got time to really do some things out here. And it'd just be like,
yeah.
Like also, you know, rest in peace, Kobe, same thing. You just like,
yeah.
he just has so much life to live and it'd just be so shocking because then they're about something.
Yeah.
You know, and so like you think that they're out of the way and they can't get, or you know what I mean? They're
right.
You know, like they're tucked off and doing their thing. There's no yeah. way they can have life happen to them.
Especially
you know?
Where he died at, nigga. That's all, he put
on
everything,
his block.
That's crazy, Crenshaw and Slauson. Like to die right in front of your store that you put everything in.
If you think about it, the type of person Nipsey was, like if he had to go,
it would be right there.
It would be something in that yeah. fashion, like to you know, on like you know that
right
song
there.
Just said like.
Yeah.
Don't cry for me, Slauson.
That song is eerie.
First time I heard it today when you're in the pre-production.
If you go on my Instagram, like way back to like one of my first two or three pictures, I quoted that like because that was the crazy shit I heard. How he started off, he was like, "I came in this world crying and everybody smiling. I'ma lead this bitch smiling and everybody crying."
And that's exactly so prophetic.
Yeah.
I said that when we were in pre-production. He said that I was like, "Man, that was prophetic." And he
yeah,
was
exactly.
like, "Yeah."
Oh, now he got a lot of lines where he was like. Like he knew he was gonna die early.
Well, I mean, when you're destined for greatness, and then not all also that, but you're against the grain.
Yeah, super, totally against the grain. Like
you know,
he ruffled a lot of feathers.
It's not even necessarily like
no, I'm talking about as far as like the main.
His actions ruffled feathers.
Yeah,
he wasn't out here like
he
doing,
shook up the game. Like
yeah, he was just doing it so differently, and he was inspiring so many people.
Yeah,
and he was causing a rift. Where like
exactly
like you know how when Hove really was doing his thing,
right?
The industry started folded into Hove.
Yeah,
you know I felt the same way with Nipsey. Nipsey started doing his thing and started folding,
right?
Everything like started like tunneling towards him. You know, so
yeah,
it's super
it was
dope.
It was a song called damn. What was that song? It's on the Slauson Boy 2, if I'm not mistaken, and he pretty much it's called Basic Instinct is what it's called. He says, "While I'm here, take a pic, please." You know, legends die young. Rest in peace, Prince and Pimp C. It's like,
who is this guy?
Yeah, it's like, you know it's almost like he knew.
Like, who are you, bro?
When was the first time you heard a Nip?
What was the Crenshaw? The Crenshaw album was the first one I really listened to.
Really?
Yeah, Mailbox Money did me right too.
Oh,
I was
so
late
was,
to the game.
You
I was
late
super
to
late to
bro. The first time I heard, I used to have a XXL subscription, right? Because I was big on,
yeah.
You know, I was doing street DVDs, and so this was like 08. I had a subscription, so and I used to read those magazines from front to back
religiously.
Yeah, so this XXL had this section to where their show, like, you know how the Source used to have Unsigned Hype?
Yeah.
So XXL had their own version of that. And I was just reading it. He had a small picture. I couldn't even really look at the picture. And then I was just reading it. They were saying he's from L.A. And then they said his name, Ermias Asgurum. And I was like, whoa.
Oh.
I'm like, wait a minute. That's an Eritrean name. Like, so I look close at the pic. I'm like, oh, no, this nigga is definitely Eritrean. So I go to my computer. I type in his name. And the only thing he had at the time was Hustle in the House, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that was
so
a good
I was
song.
On early, yeah. So I went, I think he had Bulletin Got No Name Volume 1 then. So from then on, like, I got on him early, pause. But I was listening to him, like,
you know, that's my East Coast bias.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's a West Coast rapper. You know how the East Coast do.
But I feel you, but once I saw he was Eritrean.
I didn't know he was Eritrean. The first time I actually, the first time I heard his music was Crenshaw.
That's crazy.
But the first time I knew about him was like maybe a few years before that. Like we were at a tournament. They'd be like, oh, yeah, that's Nip. You know what I'm saying? I think we was at the...
Atlanta or San Diego?
It was San Diego. I was at the San Diego. And it was just like he was there or whatever. Yeah. Woo, woo, and people were like, yeah, he rap. Woo, woo, woo. So, and you know, when fam come to me about it, I'm like, oh, that's what's up.
Right.
So I'm more like in supportive mode, not necessarily like, yo, go find this nigga.
Facts.
I'll just be like, oh, yeah, my homicide nigga doing it. All right, cool. People talking about him. That's what's up. But I didn't know the gravity of what he was doing, like, because I didn't really hear about, like.
Right.
It was the first time when I heard him talk, and that's when drove me to the music. Like, after hearing the interview, I think it was that interview with, it was a morning show interview with somebody, and he was just speaking.
You could tell he was ahead of his time.
And then I was like, yo, this dude is on another. Let me go pull up and then I just went through all his catalog.
Right.
Like, I mean, I started with what was currently out and I just kind of follow him. And
Crenshaw, that's the album he put out for $100.
I think I bought it. Bought a copy, but I didn't buy it for the 100, but I bought it for the
whatever
it is. It was streaming or iPhone.
That's the dope part of it too. The fact, because before, you know, I was rooting for him heavy. So, but when he did the $100 album, I was like, damn.
You thought it was gonna kill him.
I just was like, that's a bold statement for somebody who hasn't made their mark yet. And even on, I had a subscription for Shay 45, the XM radio, and Rude Jude was killing him. It was a few people like, yo, who does this nigga think he is to sell his album for $100? Nigga sold, 1,000 copies the first night he dropped.
And then, I think Hov got 100 of them.
Hov bought 100.
But I think it was smart. You know what I think I knew where he was smart? Is because he knew like how he was gaining traction in the industry.
Yeah.
And so he wanted to he wanted to make a spark to the rest of the world. Because industry niggas going to be like, damn, Nip, that's all right, Nip. And then everybody else that don't know him would have been like, bro, who do you think he is? Now, you know, that's what talking about.
And most people didn't know him, so they was looking at him like, nigga. But at least it got the people talking. Because remember, he was saying he got it from that book Contagious, where they were selling a $100 Philly cheesesteak. And
people was just buying
it. People were just like, well, what's the big deal about it? You know, it just.
Still my favorite album of his, Mailbox.
Crenshaw?
Mailbox.
Oh, Mailbox Money?
I mean, Crenshaw, I love. Yeah. Crenshaw, the one that, like, was the one that introduced me, like, fully to, like, Nip. Like, his stories and. Yeah. His thought patterns and how it came up, the story of Nip. But like Mailbox Money was the one that I used to ride to.
Volume 1 of Bulletin Got No Names is one of my favorites. Like
that one's
tied with Crenshaw with me. And then of course Victory Lap is my favorite project he's put out.
Yeah. Well, Victory Lap to me was his stamp.
Yeah.
Like
Crenshaw to me was his stamp.
No, I'm saying that was a stamp to the world.
Oh, to the world, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Once he put Victory Lap out, people you can't hate. Like
it's
7 to 10 of them, 7 to 9 of them songs. Everybody feeling
classic.
Everybody
bumping
to. You can't.
Especially
you
at
can't
a time when the game was like thirsty for some real content. You know what I mean?
I think to me, honestly, he kicked open the door to that new wave.
Yeah,
that
it was just real rap. Because then Meek put out the championships. There was a few people who
Big
dropped
Sean
like
came out,
real
like,
rap.
Mad people just started hitting the scene. You know.
Exactly. Matter of fact, to keep it real with you, remember when I first started the podcast, we were trying to figure out how we were going to do it because I knew I couldn't dedicate my time to putting out weekly episodes, right?
Right, right.
So the whole time, I remember when I told you at Hookah Hotspot that I was going to do seasonal. Remember that day we were sitting in Hookah Hotspot? I was like, yo, I think I'm going to do seasons. What you think?
I was like, yo, that's kind of smart.
Yeah, but I got it because I was listening to Nip's, it was a song called Perfect Timing, right? And is one particular part of the song that stuck out to me that made me like start thinking, like he said, before you run your race, you got to find your pace. just make sure you cross the line and fuck the time it takes. So I was like, damn, like I gotta find my pace. Like, what would be my pace with this podcast shit? I was like,
that's smart.
Oh shit, my pace would be seasonal because there's no way I don't have the time to put out something every week. You know what I mean?
Right.
But seasons, I could do that with no problem. And shit, I've been winning with it.
Yeah, and it was a smart way to like be a person on the go and still have a production going.
Exactly.
So when I heard it, I was like, dang, nobody really thought about it.
I remember you telling me. You look back at me like, word, that's a great idea.
That's a great idea. So I was like, when I was like, okay, bruh, kind of like, you know.
Yeah.
Because we were talking earlier, like, it's all about effort.
Facts.
And how much you put into it. So, I'm always worried about producing somebody or producing something.
Sci-Fi's my producer. And y'all probably hear him all the time on the show because we be having such great conversations. Sometimes I'm like, nigga, get on the show. Like,
yeah. I mean, you know, I love to talk too, so I'm never going to turn down that opportunity.
Well, I fuck with it, though.
It was super smart, and it was, on, like you said, in your pace and in your flow. And
yeah,
just to get it from the great Nip, that's even the... I mean, you see what I'm talking about? Just inspiring everybody, like, long after his passing, may you rest in peace. You know, shout out to Lauren London on this day, too, man.
Oh, yeah, facts, man.
You know, holding it down, holding the family down, too.
I told a few of the homies I'd call them, too. I'm a call Phil, my nigga Phil. Y'all probably know him better as Gergish.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, I'm about to hit him up and see what he's talking about. Just ask him a couple questions. Let me see what he's talking about.
Yeah, I really love all his stuff.
Nah, that nigga's hilarious. Let's see.
Hello.
Yo. Phil, what's good, bro?
Man, what's poppin', brother?
Ain't shit. You live on the podcast?
Man, appreciate that, man. What's going on?
Not much, man. You know, it's the 1 year anniversary for Nip, man. I just called to see how you feeling.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace to Nip.
Rest in peace to Nip. That's a fact, man. Give a horn for that, man.
Hey, what's up, Phil? This is Sci-Fi. I'm on the podcast, too, the producer/co-host. Just, you know, I ain't want you to think I'm popping in on you.
Nah, you good, man. What's up, brother?
How you doing, man? Love all your stuff, man. I'm a big follower, big fan. Just, you know, salute, bro.
Appreciate you, man. Y'all be out there, too, man.
Appreciate that, bro, man. Yo, what did Nip mean to you, bro?
Man, Nip meant a lot, man. I mean, I've been following him. Like, I moved to L.A.,
yeah,
2008, and I remember the first time when my partners gave me a mixtape kit, and I wasn't really into gangster rap like that. Like, I was on, like, conscious rap and stuff like that, like the Nas and Stages and stuff like that, but
right.
My boy gave me his music, and, you know, before he told me he was Hoppy Shot, I was like, damn, I can actually rock this, like,
yeah.
And 2 days later, he's like, yeah, you know, you got Hoppy Shot. I was like, for real?
What?
He's like, he's after that tree, and I was like, the hell out of here. And then he told me his name, but like, every now and then I split him off. Like, damn.
Ain't no denial.
That name is for real.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, now I really rock him. So, I mean,
word.
You know, seeing his grind, his body of work for like, you know, 10, 12 years.
How was it like meeting him, like his mentality, like, you know, was it something, did you know, like, yo, he got it?
You met him before, right? I seen a picture with y'all.
I met him. Yeah, I met him. I did. I met him, I think, like, maybe like 7 months before he passed, he was at a club. It was at a club in D.C. Before E.T. booked him, shot him on the D.C.
Shout out to E.T.
Shout out.
And it was crazy. He booked him, and he didn't tell me, but he texted me. He's like, yo, after this song, follow me outside. Don't ask questions. I'm like, what?
Wow.
What do you mean? And so the song ended. We walked. All of a sudden, I realized he's following his bouncer. We go out to an exit I've never been out of, and I've been to the Rose Bar 1,000 times in D.C. I'm like, where are we going? Like, you didn't go this way. But,
word.
You know, I realized he's about to set up a picture.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, damn, this is really about to happen. So my nervous ass, I'm just like, yo, man. Like, yo, I'm a huge fan, Nick. And it's crazy because he's like, oh, yeah, he's like, already, bro, keep doing your thing. And I looked at him like
oh, he already knew who you were.
Yeah, bro. That's what? Really crazy. I couldn't believe it because, I was like, oh, you rock my face? He goes, yeah, both of you. He pointed at his boy Adam or something like that.
Oh, yeah, his cousin.
It could have been Black. I think it was Adam. He pointed at his head, broke for me. And I was like, oh, shit, that's crazy. But it was so weird. Like, his energy, like, just being around him, like, it's weird. Like, I don't be nervous around celebrities, but, like, there was something about his aura, bro. Like, when I was in his ear, like, within, like,
you felt it.
You know, a few inches away from him, bro. It was so weird, but Nah, he was a special dude, man. He got too soon for sure, though.
Yeah, facts, bro.
That's a fact.
Where were you at when you heard the news?
Man, I was in L.A., man.
No way.
LA when I heard it. I was in L.A. It's crazy.
What, you had a show out there?
No, I didn't have a show, man. I just happened to be there. It was the whole girl's birthday weekend. I just happened to be out there. And, man, it was crazy. Like, it made no sense. I thought it was a joke at first. And then once I started seeing social media going crazy, I'm like, all right.
So how the whole LA feel? Did you feel the whole LA was feeling it?
It felt real gloomy at first. At the first few hours, it just didn't feel real. Like you're like, no way, like
word.
And in the beginning, I didn't think he even passed away. I thought it was like, okay, he got shot.
Yeah, there was some rumors.
Be all right.
Yeah.
And then when they said he was a pronounced dead after 6 bullets, I was like, oh, no way. Are you crazy? Like, it made no sense to me. Like it was crazy, man. It was. That kind of happened when Kobe passed. I happened to be in L.A. on a Sunday. Same situation. And it's the same feeling, bro. Like, I could feel L.A. like hurt.
Hell yeah.
That's crazy.
Just Nick in general, man. Like,
did you end up going out?
Nah, there's no way.
Ain't no way, right?
I caught a flight that night back to the crib, back to Denver. And I made it back to Memorial, man. Like,
that's what's up, bro. Damn, yeah. That's wild.
That's crazy.
They probably canceled a lot of nights. A lot of things going on that night.
Nigga, I was playing with my godson. Like, we were just playing ball, and then I got the news. Like, I was just on Instagram, and it said Nipsey Hussle shot, and I was like, he'll be all right. Like, I just put my phone down, like, he'll be all right. Nigga bounced back. Because you're not thinking Nipsey. Like, he just seems like one of them niggas who's not going to die. Especially not before his time. Yeah. And then I looked again, and it said pronounced dead. I'm like, yo, that shit just ate up my world.
I'm in the studio. Exactly. I'm in the studio, and I'm just like getting just text messages, and I see yours on top first.
Yeah,
he's like, "Bro, they killed Nipsey." I said, "What?" Yeah. I had to go on social media to confirm. It was just crazy.
That shit hurt.
It's crazy they were confirming on social media, but
Man,
that shit was horrible.
Well, I ain't gonna hold you up, Phil. I was just reaching out to a couple people who I know. You know, what I mean, people we want to hear from. So I definitely appreciate you. But next time you're in the city or I'm, you know, we link up, I'm going to bring my equipment with me, man. We need a real show with you.
Say less, man. Say less. We're going to make that happen for sure.
I appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate
Marathon
you, bro.
Marathon continues. You know that.
All right, man. Appreciate y'all, man. Y'all be easy.
Peace. Yeah, take care. Peace.
All right, bye.
Yeah, that was Phil, man. Shout out to Phil. If y'all, we should have had him plug his Instagram, but I'm sure everybody knows him by
Girgis,
now.
Man. Come on, man. Just Girgis. If you don't know Girgis, and for all our American followers, man, go follow Girgis. It's Gergish.
Even if you just from a foreign background, we all go through the same thing. So.
Non-foreigners, he's hilarious.
Yeah.
He got all kinds of posts. He's super dope, you know, swagged out, Habeshine, you know. One of a kind, you know, so.
Cool, I'm about dude. To make another phone call, man. Let's see.
That was Manny's homie. Manny be messing with him super hard.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Manny.
Shout out to Manny.
Let's see. I told her I was going to call her. She better pick
Who's
up.
Who's this?
Semi.
Semi.
Hey, Mez.
What's popping?
What's going on?
Shit, you live on the podcast.
I'm live already.
Already. Mez Drinks and Chill. What's going on?
Oh, that's fire, man. Shout out to everybody tuning in right now. Shout out to Mez for having me, man. Like, it's a blessing. Thank you for this. For so, for so.
I'm chilling
right now. I'm actually on set, too.
Oh, what you doing?
A photo shoot right now with this amazing photographer named Michelle.
Shout out to him. Him or her?
Her.
Oh, her. That's what I had to make sure.
Female talent right now.
Yeah, plug her. What's good with you? I ain't gonna hold you. I don't want too much of your time. I do appreciate you making some time for me, man. I know you're getting it in.
Of course, man. And congrats on you, man. I know like the podcast been growing. I've been watching it, so I'm excited. Like for real. So just keep it pushing, keep it growing. You know, I support you on it.
Thank you, man. It's a sad day, man. It's the 1 year anniversary for Nip.
It is. It's crazy. I don't feel like the fucking year right now. It's crazy. That shit felt like yesterday.
Facts, man. What did Nip mean to you?
A lot. Unfortunately, I never, you know, got to meet him. You know, you and I both know that was always the plan of mine. It's a lot, you know, we both everything, being Habeshine, both rapping, you feel me? Like, you first want to make it out the hood, you know what I mean? So it's like, there's a lot of ties there. just like his message, his motivation, his hustle, like, you know, where we come from. And but honestly, for me, it was like just being like Habitha and, like, you know, first generation American, and you know, he was tied, and he knows, you know, like, Nip is so involved with the community and
facts.
Everything, like, he stood by that. So to me, it just empowers me, you feel me? Like, I remember when I first heard it, it, like, startled the fuck out of me, because I was just like, fuck, like, you know, I just want to have that one conversation, you know, like, I could be like, man, yo, like, talk about all them Habitha jokes, and, like, you know what I mean, like, how was Sawa? And I just wanted to connect, like, music is a piece of us, for sure, but for me, it was just the fact that, like, yo, being, like, a Habitha MC, that shit ain't fucking, like, proud upon in our community, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but you pushed it, though, like, you stuck with it.
I know, you knew me since I was, like, 12.
For years, nigga, I remember when you first was starting this shit, but to see where you at now, I'm like, yo, that's crazy. Yo, what's your Instagram so people can follow you and see what you're doing?
Instagram is at Hello Semi, Hello SEMII, for sure, man. Nah, it's crazy, though. Like, I think, no words can really be said. You know, it's crazy how a year just passed. I think this just reminds us all, like, and seeing the impact, you know what I mean? Like, him, like,
yeah, big
you
time.
You know, what happened was, yeah, man, like, I was blessed enough to go to Staples Center. So, like, to even
have you went
experience
there?
Yeah, I went.
Oh, yeah, you are in L.A. I'm bugging.
Mm-hmm. Right now I'm in Vegas, but, yeah, I was in L.A. at the time. So, like, you know, I went. We got classes and everything. And we went. So, like, just to witness it, seeing, like, the Habitha community all come out, too. Like, you know, like, all the IJ ties. Like, everyone, like, it was just crazy. Like, the flag was on the screen. And this is the stadium right now. You
that
know
shit
what
felt
I mean?
Crazy, like, to see the flag heavy like that.
Listen, niggas don't even know Eritrea lives. You know what I mean?
So, it's like, shout out to Eritrea. Like, you know we got
facts, yo. Like, for not us now, it's like, yeah, you know, I'm from where Nick from. You feel me? I'm
facts.
Like, yeah. And they're like, oh, all right. You know?
They know exactly where it is now.
Hey, what's up,
Sammy? They do before.
Hey, what's up, Sammy? Oh, this is
I got my boy Sapphire here too. Sapphire, what up?
Yo, what's up? What's up? I'm on the phone too, man. I just I'm part of this conversation. I just want to say hello.
Oh, lit. What's up, man? Nice meeting you.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to shout out Habishan too. You know, the Habishan clique right now. We
I was putting them on to your music and stuff. Where can they find all your music? What was the last album called?
Now or Never. Now or Never. Out. You know, Spotify, iTunes, all that good stuff. No.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna follow you. He was showing me early. I produce and do little things over here. I ain't LA big, you know. But yeah. So I'm gonna check you out. Yeah, no doubt. Anytime.
Nah, please do.
Yeah, for sure. I'm gonna follow you on the Instagram. He gonna put it all together for me.
Yeah, Mez connected dots.
Facts.
Yeah,
you know that.
Yeah, that's the dude.
You know, big plug, man. It's always such a kid,
though,
for sure.
You already know.
For sure. But nah, it's just crazy, though. You feel me? I think, for me, it touched me on a Habitha level, on a music level. It touched me, you know, he was signed to Atlantic, and, like, you know, I was interning at Atlantic and working at Atlantic. So just,
I remember.
His management.
Oh, that's
dope. Yeah, like, it's just crazy. So it was a lot of mutual relationships that we both had. And, you know, for me, one thing that I just wish I always fought for a conversation. You know what I mean? I wish I went harder to just sit down and really meet him. You know, I always just like, all right, yo. I just always hoped for it because I just felt like he would get, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
hell yeah.
Being raised how he was raised, and, you know, like, I'm like, he will understand. So,
yeah,
but
he's a legend.
I say all of that to say his legacy lives forever. The hustle continues. The marathon continues.
The marathon continues.
That's on. Period, like for, and I think what he really did for me was, you know, it just inspired me just to build my own shit and just hustle, like, you know what I mean, like, on my own shit, like, not even try to wait on a deal, a rate, on, like, all that extra shit, you know what I mean? Like, I think he's like the epitome of, you know, building that foundation step by step. You know, he really just focused within, he focused on his niggas, he focused on what he had around him, and he
facts.
Just looked that shit up. So he built the same block he was hustling on, he owned that whole property and made it a, you know what I mean?
And
like,
then he died,
like,
on that shit too.
That's gangster.
That's crazy. But the wackest part is that he died right there too, though, man. That's,
I mean, like, we were talking earlier, where you going? Like, I'm gonna die, I'd rather die in my home, like, if I had the choice.
Yeah, what
so I know, like,
go?
I hate for it to be as this early, and I don't ever want it to. I mean, he should be in his 70s or 80s, like every 90s, whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, he was home too.
Facts when it happened.
Yeah, I mean, that shit is unfortunate as fuck. Like, and I haven't digested that part, I think, completely. Because, you know, I'm like, damn, the same city. You hustle on the same city. You made your, you know, the most money you probably ever made. You know, have a family memory. Say, have a, like, you feel me? Like, you put people on there, and that's where you're going to lay your head. Like, to me, that to me is extremely, like, I don't know. It's crazy, but it's
that shit whacked to me, man. That he went out it right is. There.
Yeah, and you know, the situation is corny overall, but
yeah, true.
I feel like it just definitely just shows, like, you kind of live and stand and die by what you believe. You know what I mean? Like, whatever, like, hold your ground. Like, what you going to fight for? What you going to live for in this world? You feel me?
So, he drew a line in the sand.
At the end of the day, at the end of the day, you got to build yours and know what is yours. And to show, like, you're going to live by that, breathe by that, and die by that. So that's kind of what I took of it, you know, and it changed my life forever. I'm not going to lie to you, like, you know, going through that whole experience, and I think it changed the world. I think it inspired a lot of, like, men around the world. You know, people are reading more health conscious. And,
facts.
You know, it's so unfortunate, but it's crazy the power of one life, you know, like, one life, I think, really, really, really transcribed this entire universe. Like, I'm crazy. I can't believe it's been a year, man.
I'm telling you, man, that shit flew by. And the crazy thing is, you had drive like from early on. When you used to be around the DC Fest, you would pop up out the blue like, yo, I'm here, what's up? Put me on the show, like, we in here. I used to be like, yo, this little nigga got some drive to her, man. Like, she gonna make it one day. And then and to see where you at now, that's crazy. Like, and you got so much more to do. Like, I know you got so much to go. So, shout out to you, man. It's really nice to see you doing what you're doing.
Nah, and honestly, man, I just appreciate you still just being there. You know what I mean? Along this way, like,
facts.
You know, for those who don't know, who tuned in and so forth, it's like, Smith has known me literally since I was like 12, 11, like, it's a family tie. So it's like, you know, now, you know, it's like 10 years plus in, and I'm 24, and, you know, I'm a little bit more settled, and, you know, I feel like I got that drive. I'm just a little bit more calculated this time around.
Trust me, I see it.
But yo, one thing I want to say on Nip, though, I think when Nip really did to me, though, he showed me you could still make music and be a hustler and have other businesses going on.
Exactly.
You know, at the time, that, you know, you remember, like, oh, I cared if I was rap. But I was like, I think everything else. And everyone was like, yo, you could do this, you could do that, you could make bread off this. And I'm like, nah, man, fuck that. Like, I just want to rap, I just want to make music. But I think what Nip really did was, like, damn, like, he had his clothing store, he had his label, he was putting niggas on, he was rapping. He was doing so much, like, and I was like, damn, like, I could do that. Like, you know, and I think people, you know, especially you, like, a lot of people seen that in me, but I just kind of was holding back, where, like, now I'll be honest, like, damn, like, I ain't dropped music in a year, but my parties is lit as shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I
see. Like, face to face of the movement, you know, I'm like, I run marketing for a dispensary in Vegas, Tall Hardy Bean. Like, I'm like, damn, so I'm tapped in, like, I got, you know what I mean? So it's dope. It's dope because I think, more than anything, it's just about that lifestyle. So it's like, yo, for all of us, you feel me? Like, look at you, man. Like, I remember when you flipping parties. Now it's like, you're just on the web with it.
Facts. Everywhere, you know? Man. You used to be standing on top of tables, grabbing microphones, shutting down the party. I'm like, yo, she's a fucking nut. But she used to have it live. And then I would see you in Atlantic offices. You'd be with Tax Stone, Rory from the Joe Budden podcast. I'm like, yo, she's making moves.
Nah, man, thank you, bro. Like, it's crazy, though, because, like, I never even, like, seen it like that. Because for me, it was just always, like, all right, step by step, I just wanted to reach people. You know what I mean? Like, I just, like, yo, all right, like, everybody was just around in the room. How do I turn this up? Like, how do I make this a function? Like, I want everybody to reach. Anytime I'm around, and as you know, our DP party is crazy, especially, like, Hondo and everybody. Like, major. And that's kind of how I felt, like, you know, it's always it's all of our DNA. We were like, all right, y'all, we got 2 hours left. Y'all in one room. Let's turn this up. You
exactly.
But
yeah, man. I definitely appreciate you, man, for tapping in. I ain't going to hold you up. I know you got your photo shoot to do. I just wanted to tap in and let you know that, man. We appreciate you. I needed to hear from you. So, good looking.
Absolutely.
All right, have a good
anytime,
one, though.
Man. Let me call me anytime. Congrats on everything. Shout out to the Thank podcast. Shout out to Sapphire. Out to everybody tuned in right now. Call me anytime, as you know, it's always love. And yeah, man, let's get it going.
For sure. I'm going to holler at you.
And the marathon fucking continues.
The marathon fucking continues. You know that. Yeah. All
right. Right.
Peace.
I'm off this. Bye, y'all. Thank you.
Later. Yeah, man.
Yeah, she crunk as hell.
Yeah, my nigga, I'm telling you, we used to be in DC festivals and stuff, and she would just pop up like, yo, I'm in here, like, put me on the list. Like, we'd have showcases and stuff, and she would just standing on top of tables, just turning up, taking, and people like, yo, who is that? Like, right. She would steal the show, her and my boy Splash. Like, I don't think you know Splash. He lived here for a little bit. Matter of fact, I'm going to call Splash, see what the fuck he talking about.
Yeah, call him. Man, you know I'll be in the studio.
I know, man. And the crazy thing is you should have been linked up with these guys because they doing their thing with the music shit. Let me see a Splash.
No doubt. Yeah, time will tell.
Yo, Splash, what up, boy?
What's up, man? How you doing, man?
I'm cool, man. You live on the podcast, man.
Oh, man. It's an honor, man.
Oh, good looking, man.
I've been tuned in, man.
Word?
Yeah. I don't know whether to be nervous or what, man. Just don't know,
man. Hey, what's up? What's up, bro? This is Sci-Fi, man.
Yeah, I got my homie Sci-Fi with me, too.
What's up with you, Sci-Fi? How you doing, man?
Hey, pleasure to meet you, man.
Man, I appreciate you always showing love, man. I be seeing you reposting, showing me love. And I know you don't really be fucking with too many niggas, so when you post my shit, that do mean a lot to me because I know how you be.
Oh, yeah, my man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Nah, you know what I'm saying? I always tell you, though, support is free, though. Niggas be thinking, you know what I'm saying? Niggas be wanting favors back and shit, but you know what I'm saying? If I fuck with
something,
please
say that again, man. Say that last part again.
You know what I mean? Nah, support free, you know what I mean?
Support
if I fuck
is
with, I'm
free.
A fuck with it. Even if I don't know the nigga, I'm a fuck, you know what I mean?
Facts,
I don't be scared to say, you know what I mean? Niggas be scared, I don't know.
They do, though.
Shit don't make no sense, man. You know, it's the one-year anniversary for Nip, man. I was just calling some people who... You remember Semi who used to be... when we used to have our showcases and shit, and you and Semi used to always steal the show? She used to always be with us?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was just on the line right before you, and I was like, let me call Splash, because I know he's in tune with everything, man. It's the one-year anniversary.
Yeah, I think, I know. That was my man, you know what I mean? I was sure. Pressed, cause, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I be forgetting the nigga have Eritrean for real, you know what I mean? He has, like, a spirit of a whole Eritrean, if that makes sense. I don't know if that, you know what I mean?
Nip, for sure, man.
Oh, yeah, he was hopping on Eritrean for real.
Yeah.
You ever met him?
Nah, I done, like, you know what I mean? I did. But I did, you know what I mean? I remember I was telling somebody, look, I was in Eritrea when he was in Eritrea in 04. We was on the same plane going to Eritrea in the Eritrea Airlines.
You're lying.
Like, that's crazy.
I swear to God. Look, let me tell you, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? It sounds retarded, but it's basically like, he was young. He was nobody at the time. He was still like a street nigga, whatever.
Facts.
But we was in the Germany airport, you know what I mean? And I had like a basketball, so I was just dribbling the ground. I seen like two niggas that looked like Snoop Dogg. But at the time, like Sam looked more like Snoop Dogg because he had the hair, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So basically, he had like a, he just had an aura. I was just like a little kid enticed by like, you know what I mean, two little, like some Hollywood, you know what I mean, looking type of dudes. But he had a certain aura.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Even then.
That I was attached to type of shit.
Yeah.
That's,
you know,
crazy.
I mean, I could say what he was wearing too, like, you know what I'm saying? Even if it was like Sam was on the line, he'll, you know what I mean, he'll agree.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That's crazy. So what does Nip mean to you as far as like the hustle and everything, or just period? Like, what, like when you think of Nip Hustle, what do you think?
I don't know. I can't even explain for real. You know what I mean? I don't want to be like like I'm a sick rider or nothing, but I respect him. You know what I mean? Like, I was always a Nipsey fan for you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what he did was like, I don't know. I look at it from the Eritrean point of view too as well. Too,
exactly.
You know what I mean? I was just proud that he was Eritrean. Like, he could have been a regular person, and I would have still been like, oh, this nigga tough, his endeavors, whatever. But for the fact that he was from my culture, I was impressed by his moves extra.
I feel that,
that's
too.
That's a fact. Now, that's a good point. Where were you at when you heard the news about Nip dying? Were you remember?
Man,
I was
in Charlotte, bro. I went to the Charlotte. I was in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy because my ex-girlfriend called me online. You know what I mean? I was blown to this bitch, but she called me. She was like, you know, Nip, she has to die. I was like, get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? Like, my heart dropped. Like, it was like an older brother type.
Exactly.
Damn. That's crazy.
That shit just didn't even seem right? That shit didn't even seem real. Like,
nah, it didn't. It didn't. Especially when I seen the video, I was like, damn, it had to, you know what I mean? Like, it was just crazy. Like,
matter of fact, I'm glad you said that because it's always mixed reviews. Like, when somebody dies and people videotape it or the videotape comes out, people always be
like, you know what I mean? Love gets you killed. Like, I seen this, I'm not to interrupt you, but people
that's
don't
real.
Understand. Like, you know what I mean? Love gets you killed, but you know what I mean? Getting killed. What did they? Somebody said that shit.
Yeah, I forgot what it was too.
Killed, but when you get killed, you get love. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now Now, that's a fact.
It's crazy.
Now, but so how do you feel? Like, are you the type of person, like, when the footage came out, did you want to see it, or did you feel like that wasn't for somebody to
No,
put
I
out?
Had to see it. I had to see it.
That's
I
how
had
I felt.
It was a must.
That's exactly how I felt.
See, I was good. See, I didn't even want to see it. I ended up seeing it, but I didn't want to see it because it don't matter to me at that point.
I guess it depends on how people heard the story. Like, me, I wanted to see it because
me too, bro.
The video, like, the nigga said, I don't want you a snitch back up. So I was like, oh, if Nipsey off. You know what I mean? Maybe it could have been that type of situation. So let me see. You know, it was probably the ignorance of people that wanted to see it as well, too. But it's just like, you know what I mean? He's a public figure that doesn't seem to get violence a lot. You know what I mean? That's why even when he slapped the nigga at the BET Awards, everybody got hyped. Like, hey, Nipsey don't get this wild. You know what I mean? I got to see this shit.
Yeah, that was classic, too.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people be wanting to see if rappers can really fight. You know what I mean? A lot of people, you know what I mean? I know because I can fight. So I'd be hyped when I see a nigga that I don't think he could fight. He know how to fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Nah, and that shit went around the world. Them niggas called it the victory slap. That shit had me dying.
Yeah, no bullshit. You know what I mean? But him dying like that, the way like, and like the nigga, like, it was a lot. That was a lot of hatred, bro. For him, like, and it's like, it's not the fact none of his mans could have protected him, whatever. It's the nigga, the way he came back 3 different times, like, I fuck it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like, it was a type of hatred, like, damn.
And then the kick in the head.
Good, could still be hated like that.
Yeah, the kick in the head said it to me. Like, when you already kill somebody and then you kick them in the head, that's a different type of level of hate, bro.
No, that's envy.
Yeah, no.
That's to me, that's a lot of envy. Like, because, you know, apparently they're close.
I don't know. They've been around each other multiple times.
I had to dig in and get my research as well, too, but it was just like, I was like, man.
I mean, I'm not saying, I could tell, like, it wasn't right. The whole thing wasn't right. It didn't smell right. So there might be some conspiracy stuff that may be true. I don't know. But like,
you believe it like that?
Nah.
I believed it like that, but you know what I mean? I don't want to incite myself.
I don't believe in no conspiracy.
I don't want to say like.
That's doing some street shit.
It's some street shit for sure, but it's like the timing of it and the way it was done and. The other, like, he, like, either ran into.
I don't even
want to, like,
talk about
you
that.
Know
like,
what? Let's not even go
alone.
There.
Like,
either way, it just seemed like if you were afraid of Nip, that was a perfect time to take him out when you had the opportunity before he got too
he probably examined out of control. The situation as well, too, though. Like, you know, some shooting niggas are retarded, but they just observe. He probably seen all of that. Nobody's around this nigga. He probably around kids. Some dudes are that dirty too. Like, there's people out here that just do things for no reason sometimes. You know what I mean?
That's real.
Especially when you're shining, like, when you're that good. Some people hate you. It probably wasn't even a money thing. He probably just hated you. Like, man, nigga, you really not that good, man. You know what I mean? Like,
sometimes people hate you because of how people love you. Like,
exactly, man. Trust me,
I hate them type of niggas, man.
That's fact.
Envy.
Exactly. You know niggas that hate you because of how somebody else love you. Like,
oh, they hate you because you're in a spot they want to be in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Matter of fact, one of the songs, what was that? Young Nigga, he said some shit where he was like, I ain't in the way of what you reaching for. That's the realest shit to me. Like, nigga, it's plenty of space for all of us here.
Get it, bro. You don't have to hate me to do it.
I ain't taking no food from your kitchen, nigga. You know what I mean?
Facts. What you eat don't make me shit, like Jay said.
But there's a lot of haters.
Yo, but Splash, man, I appreciate you, man. I got another call I got to make before we wrap this up, man. I just have to
it's
tap
an honor,
in with
man.
You.
But, you know what I mean? My voice, I was like, man, my heart was pounding. I said, damn, I'm going to make a podcast. This don't like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I appreciate it, man. And I believe in both of y'all, you know what I mean?
Thank you, man.
Shout out, you know what I mean? You're a good father, you know what I mean? What I see from what I see. What
I appreciate
you know
that.
Yeah, he be having them. Your boy be eating.
Yeah,
though.
Nah, he be eating. Tall ass son, yeah, he's going to hold you up.
He going to be a monster, bro. Hey, where can they find you, Splash? You want to tag in your info or anything?
I mean, you know, I be on Instagram, Thursday_Splash, but, you know, I'm more of an in-type person. You like me more in person, you know what I mean? I mean,
rest in peace to Nip.
But I appreciate it, though, man.
For sure. And rest in peace. You know you got
to
give a rest
hustle,
in peace.
Man.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to Nip.
To the great, man, you know what I mean?
To the great.
I appreciate you, man. I'm going to holler at you. All
right, man.
All right, peace.
Peace. Yeah, that was Splash, man. That's my nigga Splash.
Yeah, he seemed like a wild cat.
Nah, he's a wild boy. Nah, he definitely is, man. That's my nigga, though. Matter of fact,
three of these people been Habeshaw?
Yeah, you know Gergish, of course.
Of course, I know Gergish.
She grew up north. And Splash, he actually grew up in the Bronx with us.
Oh, he grew up with y'all?
Yeah, and then he moved to the DMV.
Okay.
And then he moved here for a little bit. He was in Charlotte for a little bit, too.
Nah, I was probably in the heat of my building the studio thing at that time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I was trying to build an empire.
Matter of fact, let me make one more phone call. I'm going to call Say. Now, Say be with... matter of fact, I'll let him speak for himself. Matter of fact, let me hit him up and see what he say.
Our first non-pickup.
He might not pick up.
You never know.
He probably making a beat or something.
Your call has been forwarded. Nope.
It's all good. He might tap back in, or he might call back.
But who, just on Nipsey, like one thing she said, like I took a snapshot of Nipsey's book list. I mean, I have a really plan to, like, I'm gonna read all them books, man.
His list of books you're talking about?
Yeah, he got like a book, a reading.
Yeah,
book,
I read a few of those books because of that. I've read the Four Agreements. Well, not read. Let me not say, because I got a habit of seeing the audio books. He calling right now. You say what up? Say, you can hear me? Hold on. Let me tap back in. You can hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
There we go. What's up with you? We started to get a little worried you ain't pick up the first time.
Yo, what's up? What's up, brother? Sci-Fi.
It's me and Sci-Fi. I got a host with me today.
All right. What's up now?
What's going on?
With you, man?
Appreciate you coming on.
What you on some billion-dollar set? I know you be everywhere. You be with the Tales. You be with Murder, Inc., Irv Gotti. I seen you on Drink Champs with Nori.
Yeah, man. Every one of those is family.
Wow, yeah, that's what's up.
I was just showing Sci-Fi your IG and showing that you be out there, because, you know, a lot of times Eritreans don't get the, we always stay the background or play the cut to where we making the moves, but, you know, niggas might not know the name. So I was like, let me tap in with a few of my peoples who are shaking shit up. So I'm like, I got to call Say.
Yeah, definitely, man. I've been at this thing for a long time.
I know, bro.
Damn near 15 years.
Matter of fact, I ran into you in San Diego a few years back, and you was with Black Child from Murder, Inc.
Murder, Inc., yeah.
So you're a producer? San Diego.
Yeah, I'm a producer first. Now I'm starting to get into, like, A&R type of work. Also, grip writing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's what's up.
Casting as well.
Yeah. For Tales, for that TV show?
Yeah, that was a TV show. I've been casting for that one. I started out casting for Ving Rhames.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Ving Rhames, he was close to Nip, man. It's the one-year anniversary to Nip's death, man. How did that affect you, man, when he died?
Man, it hit me a little bit harder than most people. You know, it was my birthday.
Wow.
Oh, shit. That is your birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, it's coming up.
It's coming up.
Today, matter of fact, happy birthday, nigga, today.
Happy birthday.
I appreciate it.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
I got the call, saying he was. Matter of fact, I'm going to take it back the day before.
All right.
So I've seen a post of Adam and Nick on Nipsey's page.
Yeah.
So I hit up Adam, saying, hey, happy birthday. He was like, my birthday is tomorrow, which is the 31st. I was like, oh, yeah, my birthday is the same day.
Yeah,
that's crazy. We copped it up a little bit, saying, all right, we got the same birthday. What a coincidence.
Yeah, that's crazy. You and Adam.
Adam, which is...
Right. He always shout out Adam.
You know, it's like his brother that's down there.
Right.
He's also his manager. So he's a manager.
Right.
He's been with him since day one.
Oh, that's what's
so
up.
So I just hit him up. I hit him up saying, you know, just happy birthday. And all of a sudden, bam, everything just changed up the next day. Like,
then how did that affect your birthday?
Yeah, how does that affect your birthday? Like, were you out celebrating your birthday when that happened?
It was early in the day. I was out shopping, trying to get a little outfit together.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I was just like, early. I'm in Ohio right now, so compared to like West Coast time. So
right.
I didn't hear about this about 5:00.
Yeah, because it was 6:30 on the East Coast.
Yeah.
It was like 6:30 when I heard about it.
It's about 6:30 East Coast time. What would that be, like 3 hours away?
Oh, yeah, like three something? Yeah.
Yeah, over there in L.A., about but in Ohio, you was in Ohio. What's that, hour difference? Or is that the same time?
Hour difference, I think.
3 hour difference.
From Ohio. No, Ohio and us from the East Coast.
What's that?
Is that the same time?
Yeah, I think it's an hour.
But yeah, man, and you were just out shopping, getting some clothes ready for your birthday, and you heard the news?
I was out shopping, getting some clothes. Some chick was calling me. I think she had some kind of a panic attack or something. It was like a fake thing where she needed money or some shit like that. So she called me. It just threw off my whole vibe because I was like, it's my birthday. I'm going to send you money and we'll look out for you on my day.
Yeah.
That kind of threw me off. I was like, why would a chick fake crying and hanging up? But it was just a weird day for me. I was like, man, I ain't got time for none of this shit.
Word.
I was just trying to go hang out. So somebody sent me footage, which I'm still upset about. You know, they sent the footage of him being on the ground and things like that. I was like, somebody sent me.
I seen that. And we were just talking about that, too, because
somebody texted you that?
Texted to me, and I was like, even if it did happen, why would you send me? I don't want to see footage of it.
That's crazy. Yeah,
see, we just spoke about that, too, because some people feel like I don't want to see footage.
Like, I didn't want to see the footage.
I wanted to see it. Like, that's the first thing I wanted to know is their footage because, you know, I don't know. For some reason, like, if it's – I just be wanting to know. Like, that type of shit don't bother me. Like,
it kind of bothers me, to, you know, if you hear about it and if it's true, then it's one thing. But that stuff stays in your brain for a long time.
Yeah.
Nah, I do. You're right about that, for sure.
Yeah.
Like every time that's I think about Nip ending. Now, I think about that. Like,
it'll leave you. It kind of gets you upset, really more than.
I learned that from Nip. Like the type of energy you consume.
Yeah,
it consumes you. So like, I'm really careful about like what imagery and what information
you take in.
Sure. You know, so that I would be pissed if somebody did that to me on my birthday.
Yeah, that's like your family member. Something happens to your family member.
That's
you
like
really
big bro.
If it's your family, I still would want to see my family.
But I'm saying like, Nip like family.
Yeah, but I still would want to see that. Like if somebody told me somebody killed my, like if I had a brother and anybody killed, I would want to see the footage. Like
that's wild. I mean, I couldn't do that.
That type of shit don't, like it doesn't bother me to that point. But and I feel you. I mean, I respect your point of view and how you're saying, but.
It's haunting. It'll haunt you later on. Like it would be a regular day, then you'll think about it.
Yeah.
It just pop in your
head.
Nah,
it did. Nah, you're right. It does. It just pops in your head like, damn, that's how Nip went out.
So, I mean, what you end up doing for your birthday?
That kind of ruins your birthday, don't it?
Yeah, that ruins it from here on out.
Oh, yeah. Today,
you're right, bro.
Today is your birthday and you can't
even. Every day is a remembrance of that. Every birthday would be a remembrance of.
Yeah.
You know, to me, I thought of it like a deeper message later on down the line. I was like, what does this all mean? Like, if somebody passed away on your day of birth,
You got to turn up for him.
Mm, yeah. Now you got to celebrate his life. Yeah. Like
celebrate
more,
his
more
life.
Less.
Like, your birthday has become a shared experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, I took it as, you know, I took it as, you know, when later on down the road, I started thinking about it. Because I didn't do no production, no beats, no nothing after that happened.
Yeah.
Everything shut down. I was like, man, I don't know if all of this music shit is worth dying for like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it puts you in that production.
Yeah.
It puts you in that mind frame. Because I'm a producer as well, so.
Sci-Fi's a producer as well. Matter of fact, he's the one who produces my podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, sometimes your mood will, like, affect your.
Yeah, the outcome of what you
produce. Like, I mean, you know, you don't feel it, like, and something's like just messing with you, just blocking you. You know, I feel that.
So, say in that sense, like, when if you can't work, period, or if you work, would it be dark? Is that what you're saying? Like,
no, I couldn't even put my hands on a beat machine.
Yeah,
for me, it's either on or off.
It turned me away from music to be like,
right?
You know, for somebody giving out all this positive energy and trying to. Give people the game.
Yeah.
For them, somebody take them out. I was like, man, I don't know if it's worth it.
Especially like that, man. For everything that he built on Slauson and Crenshaw, and for him to go out like that. But we were talking about that earlier, and it's like, man, I guess for Nip, where else would he go out? Everything he built, he would go out right there, wouldn't he?
Yeah. I mean, it was destined to be. I don't know if it was that style of going out, but it was destined to be that he was giving back to his own people. So.
But we hear a lot in his music that he was mad, like, if I die, when I die. Like, he was very prophetic in a lot of the things he was saying. Like, I'm not saying that he was trying to, like, make the imagery become real, but I think he was just very honest for if that situation happened, how to deal with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he understood his situation.
Yeah, you know, sure. A lot of times you accept the faith. Like, yeah. If this is the road and it comes with these, and he's been doing that his whole life, right?
Yeah.
Like, from every choice from the street life on, you know what I mean? So he seemed like a very loyal and in-tune person with like, his choices. His so he wasn't somebody that was just like fickle about it, like, you know, like he believed this way, and if it came with it, it just came with it, and he lived it accordingly. So I think that's where the respect comes from, bro. Like, it's real. He really is.
I will say this, though. Like, months before he passed away, I was like, you know, I got to go see him. So something told me inside of myself, I was like, yo, you got to go see him.
Yeah.
Damn.
Kind of remind him, because I was away for a while, just not focusing on music.
Yeah.
And just doing other stuff. So then I woke back up. And you know what? I gotta go see Nip. I went to Cleveland to go see him.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what? I gotta go see him again. So when he came to Columbus, went to go see him again, just to remind him. Yeah, you know, I'm in the circle. I'm not in front of your face. I'm producing for some of the cats that's around you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
So that was my main thing. Just letting them know we got talent. And that's the way we want to come about it. I don't want you to give me no handout just because we're from the same place.
Right.
Respect the hustle.
Nah, I appreciate that, Say,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, respect the hustle.
And, you know.
Because, you know, he's known we've been around for, we've bumped into each other a bunch of times. Like you know, you would see him at, Atlanta Festival or San Diego Festival.
Yeah,
you've been to a lot of these places.
Yeah. For sure.
Matter of fact, last time I seen him was in Atlanta, and I seen him in Atlanta, and you know I got the T-shirt line to Kiss Me, I'm African. So him and Jody Joe were supposed to be hosting that night, and she was there before him. So I gave her the shirt, you know, chopped it up with her for a second, took a picture, and then Nip came in, and that was my homeboy Badass that was throwing the party at Eden in ATL, which is, shout out to Beanie. So when he comes in, I'm like, oh, let me go get a shirt out the car for him and give it to him. So I go to the car, grab the shirt, and when I'm coming back in, he's walking towards me. Like, he got his hands on his security's shoulders, like, and security's walking him, like, outside of his section. We had the section right next to him. And, like, we literally crossed paths, and I stopped. I'm like, yo, what's up, Nip? He's like, what up? Dap him up. I'm like, yo, I got a T-shirt line. I was just trying to chop it up with you about it. I was trying to chop it up about it with you. And he was like, all right, no doubt. He was like, I'm about to run to the restroom real quick, but I'm about to perform. He's like, I'm in and out. Like, if you get a chance, you better make it quick. I was like, I got you. So I go to my section, wait for him to come up. Soon as he touched the stage, they gave him the mic. He rapped, and then he kept it moving. Like, they literally left right after that. So I never got a chance to actually chop it up about the shirts. That was my small interaction with him. But I was like, fuck it, it is what it is. I'll see him again because, you know, we would see him at least twice, three times a year. So I just figured I'd see the nigga again. It ain't no big deal. And then never got a chance to see him again after that.
I was at that same event, Eagle Lounge.
Matter of fact, that's crazy. You just sent me the picture. I should have I'm gonna put it on my story. You sent me the pic earlier. Right. I didn't even know we was like. You sent this picture of him right next to me, like when you took the shot or whatever.
Yeah, I seen that. I was going through YouTube.
Yeah.
And I seen something. I was like, there go my boy right there. Go Nip right there.
Yeah. Nigga sent that shit to me today. I was like, yo, that's crazy. On his death anniversary, he sent me the picture of me and him standing side by side with each other.
Side by side. Yeah.
I got footage of that night, too. Like, I did the selfie recording and shit. I might put that up, too, just because. But, yo, Say, man, I ain't going to hold you up, though, man. I got one more phone call to make, and then, you know, we're going to wrap it up. I just had to touch down with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fun. I got some good stories. You know, we go way back with Nip. whether it's movie situation with Rapper Kane.
Well, we're going to come out to the West Coast, man. Save him, man. We're going to have you on the podcast face to face.
To Ohio. Ohio. You stationed in Ohio right now, or are you moving around still?
I'm stationed in Ohio.
Right. We come out to Ohio.
No, we're definitely going to come out there soon.
Yeah, one thing I want to point out, like, I never knew Nip, like, you know, certain things I might do that I found out later on he would do. So if I'm a fan of Bob Marley, that's like my favorite.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's like the person I look at to be like, you know what? Yeah. He taught me everything I know. And so for later on to hear Nip, that's his favorite artist out of everybody. That kind of let me know, you know what? He's a Jedi just like me.
Jedi, for sure. Yeah, I'm a big Bob Marley fan.
I swear, on God, this nigga Sci-Fi on my life right now got a Marley shirt on right now.
Yeah,
I put that on my life. He's wearing a Marley shirt right
now.
He's
the number one artist for me. Like, you know what I mean?
That's crazy you saying that.
He's a Jedi then.
Yeah, appreciate you. Appreciate you. Yeah, Jedi mind tricks out here.
Yeah,
I mean, we're going to come out to Ohio. We're going to come link for real, man.
I appreciate you, Say. Oh, yo, where can they find you at? Throw your shit in. Like,
at Cesar One, Mega Insert Media on YouTube.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna be on Cuzzy Capone and WeDawg's project coming out.
Cuzzy Capone, he's affiliated with. He signed to All Money In, right?
All Money, right? Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Signed to All Money In. That's how me and Nick kind of got closer together, because once he found out I was doing production for Cuzzy, and he was like, you know what, I appreciate you. That's the last thing he said to me, appreciate you. They kept telling me about you, on the production, things like that.
Now, Cuzzy can rap. Cuzzy's nice, bro.
Cuzzy in there. Yeah, he need to get that push, like the machine behind him, but you know what I mean?
Anything I could do to help you, man, just let me know. I'm going to do it for you.
You know, we on here, shout it out. Shout out to Cuzzy. Shout out to WeDawg. Copy Supreme. You know.
Shout out to Cesar.
Shout out to Cesar, man. All Money In. The marathon continues. Shout I appreciate out, you, bro.
Shout out to Drink and Chill.
Appreciate you, my nigga.
All right, man. Peace.
Yeah, man.
Bro, cool, man. We gonna get on the boys together, man. Cause
oh, that would be crazy if y'all too late.
Yeah, like, I love, like, collabing with... I don't do that little internet collabing, but
if I hit him and be like, "Yo,
we in the studio, we just pull up."
Nah, Say's the homie. He'll lay the red carpet out for us if we pull up on him.
That'd be cool. We gonna do that. Ohio, we coming.
Yeah, matter of fact, I'm gonna see if it's the homie Gorilla Phil is what I call him. That's my homie first, and he had a song with Nip early on. Like, this nigga's the definition of a hustler.
Like way before everybody even thought of it.
Yeah, and I'm gonna call him right now, see if he pick up. Maybe he'll let me play the song. I'll play the shit too. Let me see if he'll pick up.
You have reached the voice.
Of course. He told me to hit him. He said the number, but it's all good. He might call back like Say he did.
Yeah. We'll pull it. What song was it?
The song is called, what is this shit called, matter of fact? It's called Peace, matter of fact. Yeah, it's called Peace.
And it's him and Nipsey on it?
Nipsey, yeah.
Dang, I wonder how much he paid for that feature back then.
I don't know if I'm sure he paid.
I mean,
or he might have showed him some love. You never know. Yeah, because Gorilla Phil was out there.
You know what? Let me not say that, because I can see Nip, especially early on, like if he just rocking with somebody, he just get on the booth with him.
Yeah.
That's hard. Go ahead. I mean, you know what I'm saying? If you want to just play it and we can just roll out to it, if bro call in the middle of it, you know.
Yeah. Nah, but fuck it. I'm going to play this shit right now.
Fuck it.
See how it go. Matter of fact, my homie Gorilla Phil had a song with Nipsey. I hit him up and asked him if I could play it. So, you know, we're going to probably end the show with that. But anything else that you want to touch on with Nip?
Man, just when we miss him, man. It's a hard day.
Yeah, shout out to Nip, man. Matter of fact, let's have a moment of silence for him real quick.
Yeah, moment
of
silence.
Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle.
Rest in peace. So the marathon continues.
Yeah, man. The marathon continues. And shout out to Gorilla Phil for this track, man. I was hoping he'd hit me back in time, but he didn't. So, I mean, we're just going to play the song.
Yeah.
And
check it out.
Check it out. It's called Peace by Gorilla Phil.
Oh, that'd be hard.
Praying for the world, all I want is peace. I just got a Benz, no it's not a lease. Riding through the hood, gotta keep the peace. I don't want it all, I just want a peace. Praying for the world, all I want is peace. I just got a Benz, no it's not a lease. Riding through the hood, gotta keep the peace. Shout out to the lovers, shout out to the haters. Shout out to my brothers that's out here chasing paper. Shout out to my sisters that's finished with their major, that live within their means, that's saving up for later. Shorty, you could buy a crib, then we could be neighbors. I could cut your grass, all I ask is for one favor. Yo, lasagna like my mama's, could you bring some over later? I pick up the swishes, you could pick the flavor. You know I got that loud, I'm the nigga indicator. I love being around my people, bought a crib up in Decatur. And my people love me, I swear I should run for mayor. But I'd rather cop some trucks, throw them all in a container. Ship them to my cousins just to see them do it major. Started just a youngin', empty stomach and a pager. Now I'm living lovely, feel my tummy tipped and weighted. If shit ever gets ugly, I just pull another game. I don't want it all, I just want a peace. Praying for the world, all I want is peace. I just got a man, no it's not a lease. Riding through the hood, gotta keep the peace. I don't want it all, I just want a peace. Praying for the world, all I want is peace. I just got a Benz, no it's not a lease. Riding through the hood, gotta keep the peace.
I just got a Benz, no it's not a lease. Wake up on my Lucci in that 7 days a week. A nigga out here on his grind, that's obvious to see. Money over bitches, that's so obvious to me. Roll my weed, count my cheese. Roll my weed in that 600 Benz, playing 400 degrees. Fuck my enemies, fuck my enemies. Told them I don't want it all, nigga, I just want a peace. I just want a peace, I just wanted peace. Now I got to kill you all, black Versace's on my feet. Chopper in my hand as I contemplate this beef. Staple niggas to the curb, get adopted by the street. Product I release, make the profit do increase. Use a motherfucking clown if you think you fooling me. That ain't real money, Gorilla Phil, dummy. Neighborhood near bustle, cut through static, real fuzzy.
I don't want it all, I just want peace. Praying for the world, all I want is peace.
Hey.
I just got a Benz, no it's not a lease. Ride through the hood.
Oh, that was hard.
Yeah, that's the homie Gorilla Phil with Nipsey Hussle. You probably, I don't know how many people heard that song, but you heard it here. It's an exclusive. It's been out for a while, but go stream it. You can find it on SoundCloud. Shout out to Gorilla Phil, man.
Shout out, man.
We out of here, man. I appreciate y'all tuning in. It's another episode of Mez Drinks and Chill. It's the Nipsey Hussle tribute.
Nipsey the Great.
Yeah, man. The marathon continues.
We out.
Good episode.